Let's move on to the 27th chapter of Acts. We're going to finish Acts this morning at the 10 and the 11:10 hour. That means 10 minutes after 11 for those of you that have been to universities. Amen. And tonight, I believe we'll start Romans chapter 1, verse 1, and go through the book of Romans. I'm looking forward to this. It's been 13 years since I taught Romans. Hallelujah. All right, Kathy, are you ready?
I am ready.
Acts 27:1, huh?
Acts 27:1. And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of the Augustus band. And entering into a ship of Adramyttium, we launched, meaning to sail by the coast of Asia, one Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And the next day we touched at Sidon. And Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself. And when we had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus, because the winds were contrary. And when we had sailed over the Sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing into Italy, and he put us thereon.
Look, they got a storm already. They're in big trouble. Now, humble yourself and listen to what the Word of God says, because it means what it says. All right? Go ahead.
Verse 7. And when we had sailed slowly many days, and scarce were come over against Cnidus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete over against Salmone. And hardly passing it, came into a place that is called the Fair Havens, nigh whereunto was the city of Lycia. Now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them, and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage.
You hear that? That's the way apostles and prophets operate. They don't care who you are. They speak the words of God. And Paul told them, told the ship captain and all, they had trouble with this trip. Go ahead.
Not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. Verse 11. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things were spoken by Paul.
Now, remember what Paul said took place. We'll see it a few verses on down. Let's go.
Verse 12. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, and the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might obtain to Phoenice, and there to winter, which is a haven of Crete, and lieth toward the southwest and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their purpose, loose thence they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called an Eurymachus. And when the ship was caught and could not bear into the wind, we let her drive. And riding under a certain island, which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps, ungirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, straight sail, and were so driven. And we being exceeding tossed with a tempest, and the next day they lightened the ship, and the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship.
Hold it. In 1973, God gave me a commitment, committed to me, three verses of scripture, Psalm 91, verse 14, 15, 16. You read them, but one of them says he'd be with me in trouble. And I said, forget the trouble. I didn't want it, but I found out I've been in trouble for about 40 years. But God has always been with me. And for all you people that think that I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing, well, God doesn't agree with you. I remember 7, 8 years ago, God told me to read Gideon. I wasn't a fan of Gideon at all. And he's at the threshing floor, and he's scared. The angel appears to him and calls him a mighty man of valor. And Gideon said, oh, and God is with you. And Gideon said, Well, if God is with me, how come I'm in so much trouble? And the angel didn't answer nothing. He said, go and do the word of the Lord, and you'll deliver Israel out of the Midianites' hands. Paul was in great trouble. I've been in much trouble. You people, you bloggers, if I wasn't in trouble, you wouldn't have anything to write about. Go ahead, Kathy.
Verse 20. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me, and have not loosed from Crete, and have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve.
Listen to that. Go on.
24, saying, fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it should be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that we drew near to some country, and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Then, fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they let down the boat into the sea...
Look at this, what this apostle did. Amazing. Authority, the power of God in his mouth and his heart. Go ahead.
Under color, as though they would have cast out anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this day is the 14th day that you have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not a hair from the head of any fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. And we were in all the ship 260 souls. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore, into which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves to the sea, and loosed the rudder bands, and hoisted up the mainsail to the wind, and made toward shore. And falling into a place where the two sea met, they ran the ship aground, and the fore part stuck fast, and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded they that which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. End of chapter.
Just like God, through Paul, told them they would do, right?
Just like Paul said they would do.
This exactly like God, through Paul, said it. See, I've been in lots of trouble, and let me tell you, servants of God get in trouble. Not to my liking always, but it's the truth. And rejoice when you fall into diverse temptation. Rejoice, because you're getting ready to be tried. Your faith's going to be tried. And when you get through it, you're going to be entire and wanting nothing. How you like that one? That's James chapter what? 1 verse 2. Remember, I didn't quote the whole thing. But stay with God. Don't try to run. Don't try to get out of your own mess. Don't be a chicken. Okay? Trust God. Stay with Him. He will bring you through it.